Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, a topic of interest, give us a call right now. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, a lot of times when people hear the word basics, they kind of run away from it and say, hey, I've got all that taken care of. I know the basics. I'm ready to go on to the deeper things of God. I really want to grow. I want to become mature and all of that. And certainly Scripture says that's exactly what we should be doing. We should be maturing in Christ. The book of Hebrews, the writer there says this, starting in verse 11 of chapter 5. And I think this is an important passage, something that should spur us on to grow in our relationship with Christ. But the question is how, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. He says this, about this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. So his listeners were dull of hearing. That's not a very kind compliment there at all. But he's just being realistic. He's just telling them the truth. You're not listening. You're not hearing about Jesus. You're not really soaking it in and letting it become a part of who you are. So he says, you're dull of hearing, for though by this time you ought to be teachers. Man, we ought to be teaching this stuff. We ought to be sharing this good news with others, just opening up our mouths and letting this truth pour out from us into the lives of others. But that's not the case. You need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. So what does maturity in the Lord, a growing in the grace of God do? It gives us skills. Skills in what? The way of righteousness. It helps us discern good from evil, to know which path to walk in life. So it says we're not skilled, we're unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So growing in Christ gives us that sense of discernment where we can distinguish, where we can make judgments, basically, and say, hey, we're trusting the Lord over here. We're not going the way of the world. And then he goes on to say in verse 1 of chapter 6, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity. Well, that's exactly what all of us need to be doing. We need to be growing in the grace of God and our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love how the NIV puts it. It says, let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely, we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repentance from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. And that's exactly right. So let's mature. Let's go deeper. That's what this verse is saying. And here at Basic Gospel, we want to help you do that. But there are some things that we need to know before we can mature in Christ. And so I'm going to ask this question. Can you really mature if you don't have the basics right? Can you really grow if you don't have the foundation underneath you? If the foundation of Christ hasn't been built underneath you? And the answer is no. And I'm going to say a bold statement right here. If you don't have the basics right, you will never grow and mature as a believer. Never.
Never.
Now, when we talk about the basics, we're not talking about elementary stuff. We're talking about essential stuff,
yes,
fundamental stuff. And there's a big difference between elementary and essential, isn't there, Richard?
Yeah, there is. I mean, a homely example might be if you can't bring yourself to believe that 2 plus 2 is 4, you think of that as basic, simple arithmetic, but it's foundational. If you can't come to that understanding, don't ask somebody to teach you how to do differential equations.
Right.
You know, if you can't carry the food to the house, don't try to launch a rocket ship. That's the kind of fundamental things we're talking about. It's vital. The issues about forgiveness, the completed work at the cross, eternal life, the Holy Spirit, the new covenant, those kinds of basic fundamental issues, if you don't understand them, you can't go anywhere else in the Bible and expect to understand what the Spirit is trying to teach you. Because we tend to bring our own preconceptions. We try to, you know, some of us have been taught badly. We bring that bad teaching with us. And it requires a healthy dose of humility to say, you know, I just don't understand yet.
That's exactly right.
And that's exactly the thing that the Spirit wants to hear. He said, now we can start to work.
Yeah. And it gets really back down to Jesus. Who is Jesus? If I don't know that he's God, I mean, this is a fundamental teaching in the Bible, that Jesus is God. I'm struggling with that, I'm not sure who he is. Well, when a storm of life comes my way, I'm not going to trust him because I'm not sure that he has the power to get me through that storm. So I'm going to try to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So the fact that I know that somebody is confident that Jesus is God is going to increase the trust factor in their lives. And that's what it means to go deeper. And so as I trust Jesus, I'm going to find that he's sufficient in all things, that his grace is sufficient in all things. So how are we going to grow? How are we going to mature? We have to start with the basics. We have to get those right. And then we have to learn how to practice those basic truths by faith in everyday life. Well, that's what Basic Gospel is all about. We want you to be so sure, so confident in your understanding of who Jesus is, what this gospel message is all about, what it means to you, that as you are walking through life, that's going to be your first thing that you turn to, is trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So do we want you to grow in the Lord? Absolutely. We're going to equip you on how to do it. That's our theme this entire year. We are so excited about this. Come along for the ride of your life. You are going to have a blast. And when people question you about who is Jesus, you're not going to have to scratch your head and wonder and study. You'll just know he's God, and you will have confidence to be able to deliver that hope that is within you.
Yeah.
So let's get these basics right, and as we do, we're going to grow together in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hear, believe, and live in that good news. And that's the good news that you hear every day right here on Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you on this edition, everybody. Give us a call if you have a question or something you'd like to add to the conversation, a topic of interest perhaps. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, as we said yesterday, we're really thankful to all of our listeners as they gave just incredible support throughout calendar year 2017. What does that mean to you as the president of this organization? What does that mean to you as we move into this new year?
Well, it means just a heart overflowing with gratitude. That's the first thing. You know, we teach about the grace of giving, and to see so many people participating in the grace of giving, and not only participating, excelling in the grace of giving. It just humbles me to think that there are so many people out there that are so interested in advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that are willing to give of their resources so that others can hear the good news about Jesus Christ. There's no greater story to tell than the story about Jesus. And to think that there are thousands of people who are saying, I want to tell that story, is just mind-boggling to me. And then as we start this new year, 2018, to think that because of the rich generosity of people all over the United States, Canada, and literally around the world. Yeah. There's opportunities to extend the reach, to expand what we're doing in so many ways on radio, to find new stations that can carry our broadcast, new ways to disseminate the message through the internet. We're going to start Basic Gospel University, which will be an online discipleship training courses.
That's exciting.
We're going to do something on just basic gospel training. What are the basics? What are the truths that every Christian needs to know? And then we're going to build on top of that. How do you apply these truths in marriage? So that will be our second course that we offer through Basic Gospel University. So there's that wonderful new outreach that's going to happen in 2018. And just thinking about all of the different doors that may swing open because of the generosity of our listeners, I'm just so excited about 2018. This is going to be a fantastic year, folks, and I'm just so excited to spend it together, to see what God accomplishes through Basic Gospel Nation.
Yeah. Well, we've told you so many times how to give through Basic Gospel, and we hope you'll take advantage of one of the several, and we would love for you to partner with us on a continuing basis. And if you haven't started yet, hey, get in on the blessing. We would love to have you as a partner with us here at Basic Gospel. Once again, 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. Well, guys, you know, late last year we talked a lot about end times issues, and one of the hot buttons, of course, is this thing about the implanting of a chip under the skin. And one of the questions that we had is, it seems, writer says, it seems clear to me that we would knowingly be giving allegiance to the beast by taking the mark. But if I have everlasting life, do I need to fear it? What is taking the mark of the beast?
Well, taking the mark of the beast is really rejecting the work of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So we think of it in terms of technology, but it's really those marks on a person's life who are walking in disobedience to the Lord and outright rebellion toward the Lord. So it's a mark on the hand. We see that believers are marked on the forehead and marked on the hand. And those are symbolic, symbolic of what we believe, what we think, and then what we do. And so believers are marked out by the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. So the Holy Spirit renews our minds. And in renewing our minds, we see our actions following suit. So we're marked out by the Holy Spirit and by a life of faith, hope, and love in Jesus Christ. Those who, quote, take the mark of the beast are taking the mark of rebellion toward God and disobedience toward God. That's how they live. Their lifestyles are evident. The fruit is evident. And that's what it really means there. We get so interested in trying to figure out what that's going to look like, and it's really symbolic of kind of the life, right? Right, Richard?
Well, yeah, every other approach to this question is a behavioral approach. Have I done enough not to get the mark of the beast? Well, you can never answer that question in the affirmative if it's going to be a behavioral thing, because we all make mistakes.
Yes.
If it is a belief issue, first and foremost, now we're talking.
Yes.
That covers all forms of history, the entire breadth of the history of this world. Whatever happens in the future, technologically or not, it doesn't matter. You either believe Jesus or you accept the lies of Satan. Start there, and the rest of it takes care of itself. This is a fundamental.
Yes. Spirit of Antichrist has been in the world since the very beginning. It's in the world now. What is that spirit of Antichrist? It's the spirit that says that Jesus did not come in the flesh, that there's nothing about the story of Jesus is true. We're going to go out and do our own thing. And that ultimately becomes the mark of the beast in the end time.
Yes.
So we don't need to try to complicate it. Let's just let Scripture give us some clues.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think we'll be fine on that.
If you're truly worried, then join that group of people who insist on unplugging from the world.
Yes.
No internet, no cell phones, no anything. Go live in a cave, and then maybe you'll be safe. Well, no, you won't.
Right.
It's still a thinking problem. It's not a technology problem.
Right. Yeah. One of the things I wanted to talk about on today's broadcast, and it gets back to fundamentals, we have some trolls on our Facebook page, and basically saying that, you know, the writings of Paul are all lies, he's a heretic, we need to disregard anything that Paul wrote and just stick with the commands of Jesus. And so one of the people listed out all the commands that you're going to find in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and some out of the book of John, and saying, hey, we need to follow these commandments. We need to live up to these commandments. And you step back and you say, well, how are you doing? So is salvation earned through obedience to the commandments, or is salvation a gift that is given to us by grace through faith in Jesus Christ? Now, what do we say about all of these commandments? How do we know if when Jesus says we need to cut off our hands or pluck out our eyes, if that's something that we should do, or if he's getting to a deeper issue to show us just the impossibility of salvation through human effort?
You just have to follow it through to its conclusion. Just take it personally. You know, don't try to apply this to the whole world. Ask yourself, like I've asked myself in the past, Richard, is there something that you're believing and following through with right now that makes you think you can win this battle with evil and impress God enough for him to say, you know, Richard, you're a nice guy. I like you.
I'm going to let you in.
Yeah, I'm going to let you in. Let's go out and have a drink.
Uh-oh.
There's a sin. Or is it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How would I know? How much is too much? Whenever you talk about behavioral issues, and Jesus talked about them a lot, so if you take Jesus' words and apply them lock, stock, and barrel to my life or to your own life, you are going to lose in the comparison. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, I mean, you brought up eyes and hands. How would a person who believes truly what Jesus said be able to see what it is we're saying on the internet and type in a response if they're following the commands of Jesus? And you can't explain this away. If everything Jesus said was absolutely necessary in order to be salvation and to be God's person, then you can't explain away his statements about, you know, well, you search the earth to convert somebody and you make them seven times the son of hell they were before you brought them.
Yeah.
He's serious when he talks about that. You can't say, well, that's just hyperbole. He really didn't mean it. I mean, I read a book once that the author of the book actually said that in one spot where Jesus was teaching, he misspoke himself. Okay, close the book, put it away.
Wow.
You know, Jesus meant what he said, and what he said, he was such a wonderful expositor of the law. He explained the Mosaic covenant and the requirements of God in a way that no one has ever been able to do before or since. It's absolute. Be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. And then you realize, sorry for quoting Paul, the wages of sin is death. Jesus said the same thing. The wages of sin is death.
Well, God said it at the very
beginning.
Yeah,
at the very beginning.
Yes.
Disobey and die. Okay, now what are you going to do? And if you leave Jesus there with just his commands, you lose everything he did at God's initiative to save us. He came here to show us what love is, what dependence is, what he was going to do about sin, what he was going to do about death, both spiritual and physical. I mean, Jesus came to succeed at all of this. He didn't just come halfway and say, well, good luck for the rest of you. I mean, you've got to take this stuff seriously. And if you don't take it to its logical conclusion, which is, I will lose, then you haven't thought about the issue.
Yes.
Not one human being can walk up to God and say, I did it.
Right.
I succeeded where everyone else has failed. And God will say, no, you didn't.
Yes. That's exactly what James concluded in his letter, James 2:10. It says this, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. So if you violate the commandments at just one point, the least little point, you are under the condemnation of the entire thing.
Oops.
So that's the stringency of the law. So anyone who thinks that salvation is through obedience to the law just hasn't really looked at the stringency of the law, hasn't realized that God doesn't grade on the curve, that it is 100% or nothing. Well, there's been one person that did it. His name was Jesus. And in doing so, he was able to become the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world, everyone else's sins, so that we could be made right in God's sight. So that's how it works. That's why everything is on the shoulders of Jesus, his grace toward us that allows us to experience the life that he has through resurrection.
Yeah.
It's so vitally important for us to understand this.
Yeah.
And, for folks who want to say, hey, we've got to keep those commandments, Jesus did make it real simple. The command is simply this, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The sin of the world is unbelief in Jesus. If we'll start right there and let our hearts respond to this gospel in faith, then everything's going to take care of itself.
Yeah. The real tragedy here is that even the law itself, if you look at it carefully, points forward to someone who is going to fix this problem.
Jesus.
And Jesus claimed it for himself. I mean, you guys claim Moses. Moses talked about me. Just accept me and Moses will be fulfilled. I mean, he talks about it. Why won't we?
Right.
Because we're afraid. That's why. We're really afraid.
Right. And I love that Bible study lesson he gave to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
Oh, yes.
He said, it says that he started at the beginning and went through the law
and the prophets
and explained everything about himself. Those two witnesses, the law and the prophets, are bringing testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And everything rests on his shoulders. And thank goodness that he loved us and he gave himself for us so that we could experience life, forgiveness, and freedom in him. That is the grace of God. That's fundamental. If you don't know that, if you don't have that basic right, you'll never be able to grow in that grace that saved you.
Without question. Many times I've heard lessons and other things that I wish I could have bottled, and I think there are many listeners who would like to bottle this program today, and I would like to just point you to the archive, because we archive every day's broadcast. There's just some incredibly good teaching and learning to be made available in this particular broadcast today, so we want you to take part in it. And if you can go to basicgospel.net and just click the radio drop-down menu, then, of course, we will be happy for you to take advantage of the archive. We have just about a gazillion programs in there. We want you to take advantage of them. Well, again, we wanted to say thanks to all of our listeners who stepped up during calendar year 2017 to be a part and to be a partner with us here at Basic Gospel to keep this message of God's unconditional love and his grace in front of us. And some time ago, a lady said to me, Bob, she said, I understand all this grace stuff, but I really want something deeper. I thought to myself, well, she just really doesn't quite get it.
Yes.
So once you lay the foundation, once the foundation has been laid and you rest upon that, then we can move deeper into this grace of God. And wow, what a journey it is. Well, again, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.